Great. So, I'm here to talk about automating. We started in Cambridge automating as much as possible our repository. And this is a tool that I built that is open source, is out there for you guys. It's a database of journals and publishers, essentially. So the problem that was in our hand is that usage of our repository and demand for our services that are attached to the repository has increased dramatically since the UK funding policies introduced the open access policy for the ref, as you can see in the graph on the right. That's the number of articles and conference proceedings we receive every quarter. And you can see it's just growing and growing and growing year after year. Our staffing levels have not increased at all. If anything, in the last years they have decreased a little. And so this forced our team to try to work smarter and not only harder. We just couldn't cope. I noticed that our team members were spending a lot of time repeatedly looking up the same attributes for a number of journals. So they were looking up self-archiving policies, they were looking up article processing charges, they were looking up what licenses are available, if they're included in institutional agreements like the Springer Compact Agreement, etc. If the publisher deposits in EUPMC or not, so all this kind of thing. And I also noticed that most of this information is already available in a structured format. But it's available like as PDF from Elsevier. It's available as a HTML page from Wiley. You know, the journals included in Springer Compact are available again in a PDF, in a table in a PDF. EuropeMC makes available CSV that you can just download with all the journals, etc. But they are all separate data sets. So I thought, well, I can import, if I can write parsers for each of those data sets and import everything into a database, and then have an API that communicates to my repository and supporting systems, I can potentially automate the whole thing. So I developed Orpheus using Django, which is a web framework based on Python. So if you are familiar with Python, it's very easy for you to understand Orpheus. The backend that we use in Cambridge is PostgreSQL, but it works also with other backends. You can use SQLite, you can use many different backends, so it's your choice. It comes with a web frontend for users and editors, and Django already builds for you a web interface for administrators as well, which is very nice. It has an API that returns a JSON response. And I also included in the source code all the collection of Python parsers that I use for those data sets. So when you download the source code, you already download the parsers for each of those documents that I showed you and many more. So here is a quick demonstration of how the user interface feels. Hope that works. Come on. Okay, didn't work. Okay, no worries. I will tweet later the link to this video. You can watch later. Sorry, it didn't work. So the impact of this project, how it has impacted our workflows. So just by importing everything, so with no human curation necessary, once I imported all those data sets, we could get, for example, the embargo periods for 60% of the outputs that our authors in Cambridge are publishing. So 60% was already done. And then by looking at which journals are the ones that are missing, the most important ones that are missing, and doing minimal curation for those ones, we increase coverage for 80%, which is at the level that we are now. In terms of if I try to estimate how much time this saves our staff, I think an educated guess is that it saves our team about 14.5 person hour per week. And that educated guess is based on this calculation here. In the curation of embargo periods, which is now fully automated, fully automated for those 80% of items, we save 3 minutes per item. So we no longer have to set those embargoes and then revisit again on publication to update. And we have a saving of 5 minutes per item for those papers that come to us and we need to advise the author on funder compliance, on which option to go for gold, go for green, etc. I am also presenting a poster here. So if you want to learn more, come to talk to me, have a chat. You can find me there. Just reiterating that the license is open. It's under a general public license 3.0. The code and documentation is available in GitHub. If you find that the documentation is not there for what you need, let me know, because I'm trying to work on the documentation based on the user needs. So, you know, I'm documenting those bits that people are having trouble with. My contact is here as well. Feel free to give me a call, send me an email. The info of our team is here as well. And I have to thank my colleagues who have helped the curation of the database and their support as well. Thank you.